Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, we've got part two of our interview with University of Oklahoma head basketball coach, Lon Kruger. Let's not waste any time. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. So many people have said so many nice things about Coach Lon Kruger, but I want to focus on comments from one of his competitors and one of his players. Quote, Lon Kruger has the whole package. He can coach, he's very organized, very bright, and knows how to deal with people. If my son were a college player and he had a chance to play for Lon Kruger, that would be the neatest thing. End quote. Those are the words of Roy Williams, the head basketball coach at the University of North Carolina. Is there a more flattering comment than that from a competitor? Now listen to this. Quote, he's a mentor, a guy who's always been positive for me and uplifting me. He taught me the right characteristic and goals for my college life and how those could translate on and off the basketball court. He's a big part of my success. Those words were uttered by Buddy Hield, who shined for 4 years at Oklahoma for Coach Kruger and now stars for the Sacramento Kings. There are a lot of awards college basketball coaches can win, but few are more prestigious than the John R. Wooden Awards Legends of Coaching. Honorees are selected based on character, success on the court, graduation rate of student athletes, coaching philosophy, and identification with the goals of the legendary UCLA head coach, John Wooden. Past winners of the award include Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, Lute Olson, Roy Williams, and Jim Calhoun. Lon Kruger was the most recent winner. Now let's get to part two of our conversation with Coach Lon Kruger. Coach Kruger, you're so generous in serving the community, but tell me about your commitment to battling cancer.
Yeah, coaches throughout the country do a great job with using their platform to promote awareness, to help raise funds for research. So we're, like all coaches, cancer is a nasty disease. It touches everyone in one way or another. So anything we can do to help promote that awareness, help events in terms of raising funds, like a lot of coaches in the country, we certainly want to do that.
Coach, I know you and your wife are both very passionate about serving, but what's that touch point for you? Like, what brought you into that organization?
Well, to start with, it's a signature organization for our National Association of Basketball Coaches. Back in the late 80s when Coach Norm Stewart of Missouri was diagnosed with cancer, that kicked it all off, the Coaches versus Cancer organization. And so we were in the big eight at that time at Kansas State when Coach Stewart was at Missouri. So all the coaches in the league at that time jumped on board 100%. And it's been, I think the organization now 26, 27 years old. So we've been involved alongside with Coach Stewart from the start. And certainly happy and proud to do that because, again, it's a disease that touches everyone.
And how do you impart that on your student athletes? I mean, I know your student athletes have always been good about caring for others, but how do you sort of reinforce that, the importance of that, to the players that you get to coach?
To start with, they see that we're involved, so they see that we're interested in giving back. We encourage getting out to elementary schools as a team, encourage involvement in the community as a team. So. When they see the coaching staff doing it, then they understand why we're asking them to do it, because we do want them to carry that forward in terms of when they leave the University of Oklahoma, that they are willing and interested in being supportive of others in whatever community they end up in. And I guess it's part of passing it on, passing it forward, and hopefully they'll get involved in their future lives.
It sounds like modeling is very important to you, right? I mean, clearly your parents modeled a lot of wonderful things for you, and you've tried to do that for your children and then also your players?
Certainly, yeah. I think it's all about actions. It's not so much about what you say. But the most important quality is time. Where you invest your time is where you're most genuinely interested. It's one thing to say you want to do something, but then if you don't do it, then it's really not a genuine interest. So I think it's about time. If you spend time on something, then that's indicating that you're very, very interested in that.
Coach, what's a key characteristic that you will not compromise on in student athletes that you recruit to your program?
I don't know if there's a hard and fast. Obviously, respect of others is huge. Teammate-first attitude is huge. Selfishness is really difficult in a team game. There needs to be an amount of confidence and aggressiveness for sure, but it needs to be in the context of team. Character, representing well off the court as well as on is huge. All those qualities that really everyone wants to represent them.
You've been doing this for a long time. What do you love most about being a coach?
Relationship with the players and seeing them develop and make progress. Each of them is unique. We treat them as unique people. We don't throw a blanket over the 12 of them, 13 of them, and say we're all going to do it the same way. We would be limiting those with greater potential, would be frustrating those that maybe don't have quite as much ability. So we treat them all individually, and communication is a huge thing. We're very transparent. We talk a lot, meet a lot with our players, but watching them develop and mature during their time at University of Oklahoma, then of course go on and be successful in life after college.
You've had some star basketball players in your program, but who's a player that just jumps to mind? Maybe you've interacted with them recently or something that you're really proud of just the man that they've become, and maybe it has nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah, a ton of those, because we've had some, certainly outstanding people, been blessed with really good players, but also, really good people. Our own home opener this year was against Steve Henson, a former player of ours, a former coach on our staff, and now starting his fourth year at Texas San Antonio as the head coach. So to see your players, number one, he was a terrific player, very competitive, played in the NBA for 6-7 years, played overseas for a couple, 3 more, and then returned to be a very good staff coach on our staff for 12-13 years, and now fourth year at UTSA. So it's great to see people that have been so close. You think about from the time he was a player for us in 1986 at Kansas State, then come on staff, you see both kids were born during his time with us. Now that one's out of college, one's in college. So you just share that whole family experience over 25, 30 years. It's pretty special.
It's not making you feel old, though, is it?
A lot of things make me feel old, that being one of them for sure. But that's okay. We've been blessed all along the way, and certainly we'll be enjoying what others are doing more than what we do ourselves. And that's like opening packages at Christmas. The delight is not opening your own, but watching others open theirs and enjoy what they're doing.
Coach, last couple questions for you. This is from a reader, a dad, and Tim asks, when your team seems unmotivated in practice, how do you turn them around and get them to go to work to get better?
Wow, that's a good question. Every team is a little bit different, so it might be just a drill that you do that demands activity, demands enthusiasm. It might be that you can structure practice to get that energy, to get that emotion and get that enthusiasm out of them. So it might be just a drill that you go to, something that is kind of a fallback plan. If you got a day when it's not going, you might put some time on the clock and say, okay, how many layups can we get in X amount of seconds? And it just makes them compete and makes them work hard, because they're all of a sudden judged by a result, a scoreboard. And some teams need that scoreboard. Other teams are going to do it naturally, but each team's a little bit different.
And the last two questions for you, and these are just messages. So what's one message that you'd have for youth parents today?
Enjoy the kids. Enjoy the activities. Help them enjoy what they're doing. I remember when we had our first, we thought our kids would be with us forever. But they really do grow quickly and pass through, and all of a sudden, 16, 17 years later, they're up and out of the household. So enjoy those years. Be all about, you know, supportive. Be all about promoting your kids. Don't worry too much about the results early on, especially. If they enjoy it, then they'll work and they'll keep playing. It's sad to see parents that are so overbearing that kids get burnt out. And all of a sudden, as an 11-year-old, they're tired of playing. And I think usually if they're tired of playing, it's a result of maybe, you know, our job as parents more than their dislike for the participation. Because if they're around other youngsters that they really have a good time with, then they're going to, you know, their friends determine what they're going to do. You know, so surround, you know, make an effort to surround them with good friends and help encourage those activities.
Well, thank you. That is terrific message, because my son just turned 12 and my daughter's 8. And, you know, to hear that from you is just wonderful. So thank you. I'll definitely try to apply that more at our house. The last question for you, Coach Kruger, is what's one message you have for young athletes out there today who look up to a coach like you and maybe someday want to play for you?
Yeah, find something you enjoy participating in and then invest. You know, it's always about time. You know, if you want to be, you know, really good at anything, whether it be, you know, basketball, baseball, math, science, whatever, there aren't any shortcuts. You know, enjoy it. Don't do it because someone else wants you to, because that's going to be short-lived. But find something you enjoy, whether it's athletics or something else, and invest your time there and, you know, being supportive of others. You know, when you walk into a room, if people want to be around you, it's probably because you've treated them well. You've been supportive of them. If they kind of shy away from you, it's probably because you've been negative and you're a pessimist and not someone. So work to be someone that others want to be around. If you're doing that, if others want to be around you, then you're probably doing and saying the right things.
Well, Coach Kruger, it's been an honor to have this time with you. Thank you so much for your time and also your tremendous insight. It's been such a privilege to speak to you, and all the best this season.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate your time.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Coach Lon Kruger. Make sure to subscribe, rate and review, and share with your friends. Thanks again for tuning in. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.